Merry Christmas. Welcome each of you to the Lord's house on this Christmas Eve. Before we begin, I want to call your attention to a little typo in the call to worship inside your bulletin. The line that's in bold type just before the last line that we say in unison, that line should say people, not leader. So you will say the lines that are in bold type, including that second to the last line. So it goes leader, people, and then unison. All right. Well, welcome again. Would those who are able please rise for our call to worship? The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us.
We saw His glory, the glory which we receive as the Father's Son.
Out of the fullness of His grace, He has blessed us all, giving us one blessing after another. And for God's grace in Christ, we give thanks as we offer praise and worship on this eve of Christmas Day. Our opening hymn is Good Christian Friends Rejoice, number 164. We will sing all stanzas.
Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and sound and voice. Listen now to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before Him bow, and He is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you hear of endless bliss, joy, joy. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Christ, Jesus Christ was born to save. Cause you one and cause you all to gain the everlasting call. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
May we bow in prayer. Loving God, on this night, Christmas Eve, we pause for a moment and give you thanks for the opportunity to gather here in your house. In the midst of so much going on, presents being bought, worries about the pandemic, there is a certain stillness to this time right now that can only be described as peace. Our wait is over. Hope is here in the flesh, present with us, knowing all that we go through. May our time together this evening be filled with the joy as was felt many years ago by Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and the Magi, and later by those earliest Christians. We await the lighting of the Christ candle, and we seek the living presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is in His name that we pray. Amen. are taking your seats, please wish a Merry Christmas to those around you.
Merry Christmas. Throughout the Advent season, we have seen the light of the Advent wreath increase with the lighting of each new weekly candle. Light in a darkened room brings forth a sense of orientation and allows us to continue tasks once reserved only for the hours of daylight. How precious is the light that shuns away the darkness. How precious is the light of Christ our Lord, who breaks forth the spiritual light of hope, assurance, and life everlasting. May we be in the spirit of prayerful meditation as the candles of the Advent wreath, which this evening includes the Christ candle, are lit by the Steve Miller family.
As we relight the weekly candles, promise, expectation, repentance, and perseverance, we celebrate that these candles symbolize the light of God's presence shining forth throughout the world. This evening, we focus our attention on the candle in the center of the wreath, the Christ candle. This candle is always white for Christ's purity and is usually larger than the four weekly candles. It reminds us that the light of Christ's presence on earth is indeed greater and brighter than any presence humanity has ever experienced.
As we light the Christ candle, we also remember that Jesus said of himself, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness." John chapter 8, verse 12.
And as we light the Christ candle, may each of us shun the darkness of sin and direct our lives toward the light of Christ's presence, thus committing ourselves to God's purposes in our daily living.
Come surely, Lord Jesus, as dawn follows night. Our hearts long to greet you as roses the light. Salvation, draw near us, our vision engage. One candle is lit for the hope of the age. Come quickly, Shalom, teach us how to prepare for a gift that compels us and justice to care. Our spirits are restless till sin and war cease. One candle is lit for the reign of God's peace. Confessively sing while awaiting the birth. Join angels in dancing from heaven to earth. Wave banners of good news, lift high thankful praise. One candle is lit for the joy of these days. Come wander where lion and lamb gently play, where evil is banished and faith takes the day. A babe in a manger to fool the world's eye. One candle is lit for God's loving surprise. Come listen, the sounds of God with us ring clear, and signs of a cross in the distance appear. The Word once made flesh, yet the Word ever near. One candle is lit for the Christ's birthday.
May we bow our heads in prayer. Holy and gracious God, it is with a joyous occasion that we gather here in your house and celebrate again the pronouncement of your salvation to all people. The concerns that have prevailed throughout this year of 2020 feel like a fog that has blocked out the light and warmth of the sun, and feel like a blanket of apprehension that may bring forth depression and fear. But on this night of Christmas Eve, as every candle of the Advent wreath glows brightly, bringing forth the warmth and shunning away the darkness with the brilliance of Christ's presence among us, we are reminded that hope is ours because of your great love expressed in the presence of the Christ child. For as the scriptures remind us, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We have beheld Christ's glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. In him was life, and the life was the light for all people. So in fellowship with one another this Christmas Eve, and as we are equally in fellowship with you through the presence of the Christ child, we indeed rejoice, knowing that no matter what concerns may come our way, we have hope and renewal with your presence among us. In Christ we celebrate as we remember the prayer our Lord Jesus teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I wonder.
evening, this is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, beginning with verse 4 through the 18th. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord.
And this is what will prove it to you.
You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away
from them back into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened
to us."
And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word as we bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Holy and gracious God, we are indeed grateful for the privilege to gather in your house of worship on this eve of Christmas Day. We celebrate your presence as you came among us as one of us, that we may know you in a most intimate way. But surely, even as Mary and Joseph and the shepherds gazed upon the Christ child, and even as we might imagine ourselves doing the same, we ask the question, what child is this? It's in his name we pray. Amen. You may not be able to see as well as I would hope you could, but I have here to my right a piece of, kind of like a piece of statuary that I've had for about 15 years. It sits on the corner of my messy desk. For any of you that have ever been plagued with the opportunity to see my desk, this sits on the corner. And I think it's so precious because of what it reminds us of. It is actually a depiction of hands, like the hands of an adult holding an infant. And so for me in my ministry, this has always been such a very precious element, I think, of the notion of what God's presence among us is all about. And not only do we see, like, as if the infant Jesus being cradled in the arms of Mary or Joseph, but we can imagine ourselves being that infant being cradled in the hands of our loving God. A middle child of three children being raised by her divorced mother, Martha knew her mother usually couldn't afford the one treat she enjoyed most during chocolate-covered cherries. So one year, she conspired with her siblings to provide this special treat for their mother. Saving what little money they could for several months, Martha and her siblings finally had enough to purchase the box of chocolate-covered cherries. But to make it special, they individually wrapped each one in foil and tied them together. Late on Christmas Eve, the children hung the string on the Christmas tree so their mother would see them on Christmas morning. Oh, how delighted was Martha's mother to see the thoughtful gift. But as they unwrapped them, every one of them had melted. Yes, sometimes the gifts we work so hard to give don't always turn out the way we hope. After thousands of years of waiting, it must have been a wondrous occasion for Mary and Joseph and the shepherds from the fields of Bethlehem to experience the wonder of the greatest, the most perfect, and certainly the most precious gift ever given, the Christ child. And as the hours passed in the quietness of the night of that very first Christmas, we must wonder what it must have been that was on the minds of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds. As the text of Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 tell us, "And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have a baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger." After the anguish and pain of birth, Mary laid her child in the manger. Gazing upon the sleeping baby, Mary must have wondered, "What child is this?" The visit from the angel Gabriel was many months ago. So spectacular, so wondrous, was it really true? "Don't be afraid," Gabriel said. "You'll become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of all the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." What child is this? Mary must have wondered. Could he truly be great, the Son of the Most High? How will I tell him? Will he already know? How will I care for him in a way that God would desire? Or will he care for me? Yet I must trust the words of the angel, "For I am the Lord's servant." In the quiet of the night, pausing now, resting now, for the many tasks of the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem are done, relieved to know all is well, Mary rests, and the baby sleeps in a manger. Men, many of us must admit, we often don't participate in all the significant preparations for those special Christmas experiences we wish to convey to our children and families, as we should. Yes, some of us must admit that our work for the Christmas season usually consists of watching the next football game. And the real effort one may put into the Christmas gift-giving task is when one's wife says, "Honey, come over here to the computer and click on this tab that says, Buy Now." Yet, we know the preparations Joseph undertook were plenty, as he made accommodations for his beloved wife Mary to make that 90-plus mile journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem and to secure the stable lodgings in which Mary, on that first Christmas day, gave birth to the Christ child. Yet as that first Christmas day began to wane, Joseph must have wondered, "What child is this? I followed the instructions of the unusual dream, for the angel of the Lord appeared to me, and as I contemplated a secret breakup of my engagement to Mary. And yet the angel said, 'Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She'll have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" What child is this? Joseph must have wondered. I see him here resting, Mary's baby, God's baby, Mary's son, God's son, yet what child is this? Now born to me, a contractor of meager means, I shape wood and stone. Am I to shape this child into the image of God? Or will he shape me? Will I teach him the Torah, our heritage of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph? Or will he teach me? Yet we are the servants of the Most High God, and we will trust in God's will for our lives and for this child whom Mary has born into the world. Yes, we too pause in the quietness of this night of Christmas Eve. We gaze upon the tiny infant and we wonder, what child is this? Could it be the child of God? But he is merely a tiny baby with a head that can be cradled in my hand, a body no longer than the length of my forearm. Our thoughts wander back to the birth of our own children or the births of children of sisters and brothers, cousins and friends. My, Johnny is a big baby. Will he grow up to be a linebacker? Goodness, Michelle is petite. Will she love to be a ballerina? Will Joshua be smart? Will Michelle be cute and lovable? But this child, what child is this? Could this be the child of God, God among us? We remember the promise of the Scriptures. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. We pause and try to soak up the reality of the moment. We still wonder, would God come into the world as one of us, so precariously, so vulnerable, so dependent upon the caring embrace of mere mortals such as you and me? Yet in faith we trust. We hold on to the words of God proclaimed by Nathanael, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." We embrace the words of the centurion exclaimed centuries ago as he gazed upon the one hanging on the cross, "Surely this is the Son of God." Whose hands are these? The hands of God, offering up his Son as an offering unto the world? As Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 reminds us, Christ loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering, a sacrifice that pleases God, giving his Son unto the world. And as John 3:16 reminds us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Or are these the hands of Mary, young yet faithful and caring hands, carefully embracing the presence of God entrusted to her? As she must have asked, do I hold in my hands the power of God's loving embrace for all the world to know? Or could these be the hands of Joseph? Strong, rough hands, used to the rigors of the trades and capable of holding heavy objects of wood and stone. Yet here in my hands, Joseph must have thought to himself, I hold the tenderness of God, God made flesh and dwelling among us. Or could these hands be the hands of you and me? Can we cradle in our hands and carefully embrace the love of God, celebrated this evening in the birth of God's own Son and our Savior, Jesus, our Lord? And as we gently embrace, care for, and celebrate the greatest wonder of wonders, our loving God choosing to dwell among us in the form of an infant child, can we lovingly share God's great desire to be present among us, with others, as we journey forth on this eve of Christmas Day and every day? For Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us. As we remain seated, we turn to the hymn in our flyers, number 162, What Child Is This?
Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such meanest days, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come rich and poor to own him, the King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
May we share in rejoicing in the Christ child's presence. The readings are found on the last inside page of your bulletin. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulders.
And his name shall be called
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Our closing hymn is number 143, Joy to the World. May we stand as we sing all stanzas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs implore, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations proud the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders.